The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Salida.
I'm Graham.
Jess had to run to the ladies' room to take a number two key, so hopefully she doesn't take too long.
Didn't you guys know that was her new schedule.
You guys know how that goes. Yeah, it's like a new schedule every day. Oh, you're back, Jess. How was the bathroom?
Wow, welcome back.
We only have a show to do.
I don't know, when nature calls,
Graham, you cannot wait.
That's a good point. You cannot, in today's
good
world,
you,
today's
Jess.
Workplace, you cannot make commands over somebody's bowels like that. You could get fired for that.
HR violation.
If their bowels are calling,
HR.
That's, yeah, exactly.
So anytime during the show, Jess, you just run out.
No,
I know you got issues down there.
Not allowed to tell you when you can't use the bathroom.
I don't think you need any more coffee, actually. As many times as you've gone this morning.
Jeez. We get some more fiber in your diet.
Crazy Cash is on the way. You know, every hour at 10 past, we have your chance to win $1,000. Can I give an update on the babysitter situation?
Please.
Is it going to be like a good update or a bad update? Because you said you had some trouble with this person that you hired, coming up with a lot of very interesting and sort of fishy excuses for why they weren't there or showing up for work.
I mean, it's not necessarily a good update, but I think the outcome of this is for the best.
Let's just play some suspenseful music to like just really.
Just to catch everyone up to speed, I hired somebody off of care.com, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, we need some help with the kids in the morning. I'm here. My man's doing a lot of side things. All of his meetings have been at like 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, we just need somebody else there to do drop offs or whatever.
Get the kids out the door. Take
Gone.
Them to school.
Get them away.
Yeah.
So I find someone who I really, really liked, and she was nice and she's great with kids and she has a lot of experience. I'm like, this girl is perfect. Mind you, she is a bit younger, maybe mid to late 20s, but she is on point.
The kind that like a radio show is about to start and you're just like, you can't find them and they're in the bathroom and it's just like, hey, we have a start time, but it doesn't matter. Like, you know,
hey, when nature calls, you can't say anything.
Got it. So she's of that generation. Got it.
Yes. And so, so she started working for us last month. I kid you not, every week that she has worked for us, at least one day of those weeks, she is called out. Now, there was 2 weeks in December that we didn't need her because we were off work here. And so I was able to be home. So I'm not counting those 2 weeks, but she's actually provided services. This was the fourth week. And one day a week she called out. There was she had a doctor's appointment one time. Mm-hmm. Last minute doctor's appointment.
Yeah, well, those pop, you know,
pesky
rash.
Yeah, this just spring up on you.
Yeah, that can happen.
Then there was the flat tire.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I can't make it. I got to go to a tire shop, right? They don't open till 9 o'clock. Sorry, I'm not going to be able to be there. Yeah. Then there was the granny's funeral.
R.I.P., Grammy. R.I.P.
That is really sad.
We talked about this on Monday, and I laid out those excuses, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked Monday she actually showed up. Then yesterday, mid-show, I'm not going to make it. I got a burning fever. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I
she
feel
burned
awful.
Her legs?
Oh, I burnt my legs. Oh. No, burnt my fever. Oh. No, I can't go. I don't want to get anybody sick. I'm just going to have to stay home and rest.
Oh.
And you can't say no to that. You're just like, oh, my God, feel better. Like,
yeah.
I'm so sorry that you're sick. Like, it's always something. Every week there's something. I'm so sorry.
Oof.
My husband's not happy about this. He's like, you have to fire her.
Oh, no. A firing's coming down the pipeline?
Oh, my gosh. Her life is falling apart.
I know.
Yeah, Gammy just died. She's got a flat tire, a fever, and a rash that won't go away.
Do
in an uncomfortable
look
area.
Like somebody who is capable of firing anybody?
No.
Yes.
No! I can't. No. I'm too nice. Believe it or not.
I don't know about too nice. Maybe too spineless.
Spineless is the perfect word. Anyway,
there you go.
So my man's like, you have to like, he's like, you have to fire her and, you know, coordinate a time for us to get our car seats back because we need those.
Oh.
And so I text her and I'm like, hey, like, I know you're sick. I hope you're feeling a little
hey,
better.
Bestie.
Hey,
bestie. I know
hey,
you have
girlfriend.
That terrible fever and like you've been mourning Nana who just passed.
Yeah.
But...
So I'm like, hey, can you just call me when you have a chance or let me know when you have a time to chat? I'll call you. It takes hours for her to respond. Mind you, in the back of my mind, I know she has a second job that starts at 11 a.m. So I'm like, let me find out. She went to her other job.
Oh, now
Wait,
here,
do you
now
know
we're
what
getting
that
somewhere.
Is, you could have shown up. I thought about calling. I don't know the name of the place, but I know what kind of place it is. And in the general area, I could have called around, but I felt like that was doing too much. Anyways.
That's the kind of detective work we need on this show.
Takes her hours to respond. And she's like, she finally does. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm just drowsy from all the medication. She's like, I can chat later. And I'm like, cool. Just call me when you have a chance. Takes hours. hours for her to respond again. And
you know, kids these days.
And I told my husband, I was like, watch, I bet you if she says she can't meet up for the car seat, you know, exchange until 8 o'clock or later, it's because that's when she gets off her second job. I know for a fact she gets off at 8.
You're right.
I finally get a hold of her. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon now. She's like, yeah, I'm just so sick. My husband's going to have to do it. I didn't even know this B word was married. Okay. I don't even know if she's lying about that. She might be. She's like, I'm just been so sick. I'm waiting on my husband. He's been on calls all day and he's going to have to do the thing. It's probably going to be closer to 8 o'clock because that's when he'll be done with work. I was like, I told you.
Oh my God.
And then come 8 o'clock, she's like, oh, I feel so bad for making you wait. Do you guys still want to come drive all the way out here? If not, we can drop him off tomorrow.
You're like, I'm already at your front door, bitch.
No, at that point, my man was like, just make them drive over here and drop them off tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes.
My God.
So yeah, I think she's lying about everything.
Did you tell her she was fired?
Yeah, I'm like, technically she's still employed, right?
No, when we did have like a little chat during the day, and I was like, hey, it was literally 3 minutes long. I was like, hey, like, I hope you understand, but you know, my man's been having to rearrange meetings and all this stuff. We just need someone more
dependable. Did you fire her over text? Was this over text?
Just on the phone.
Okay. Just checking.
That's why I was asking when she had time
to
check.
Did she sound super sick?
No. She didn't sound like she was at home because there was like noise in the background.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
This would have been better if you'd like really cracked this case. Like gone to her place of work or gone to her house. When she called you with that fever, she should have said, I'll be right over. I've got a thermometer that gives super accurate readings and my grandma's soup recipe and that'll cure anything. And just to go over there and see if she's actually home and sick. You know what I mean? Like you really got to bust her in the act.
Did you send flowers for grandma?
No.
You should have.
Yeah. Why?
Because that's what happens when there's a death in the family. You send something to make
sure. Yeah, when it actually happens.
Wow, you don't know.
We don't know at this point.
Wow.
But you don't know that it didn't happen. That's the thing. You should have sent flowers to call her bluff.
Yeah, what she would have done is happily accept the free flowers. How is that calling any bluff?
Yeah, it just makes you feel something.
It would have made her feel bad for lying.
On the inside,
clearly she has no soul or heart. She doesn't feel bad.
You guys are perfect for each other then. Don't fire her.
I know.
Too late. It's done.
But now you got to find somebody new?
Yeah.
Or my man's just going to have to rearrange things and just make it work for the time being.
That sounds terrible.
Because finding somebody new is like a weeks-long process.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep you updated.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Mr. Beast, the latest name being thrown into the ring to buy TikTok to stop it from being banned here in the U.S. this weekend. Remember that supposedly happening on Sunday. So according to reports, he is actually in talks with multiple investor groups to team up and buy TikTok. No deal's been made. It's still really early. But if this does happen, he would be one of the minority owners. And of course, ByteDance, they would still have to be open to even selling to someone here in the U.S.
This whole thing is fascinating. I thought it was going to get drawn out a lot longer, but it sounds like we might hit an actual deadline.
Yeah, that's what they're making it seem like.
The app might just go dark. And I also love that they're like, well, you know what? We'll buy it. Other people are like, you know what? We'll buy it. Elon Musk is like, you know what? I could buy it. And ByteDance is like, we're not for sale. It doesn't matter. The Warriors are in Minnesota today to take on the Timberwolves. There's a lot of unrest in the Warriors organization currently after the team got off to a hot start this season, but it played, to be honest, pretty terrible basketball ever since. They need a win tonight to get back to a 500 record. They lost on Monday night. We didn't really highlight it enough. They lost to the Raptors, a team that came into that game having won just one game out of their previous 17 games. Brutal. You cannot lose to the Raptors. Warriors T-Wolves tips off tonight, 6:30.
Nice. It's going to be a beautiful day, but make sure to bundle up if you are heading out early in the morning or later at night because it will be chilly. Highs will be in the low to mid 60s and lows will be in the 40s.
Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9.
Ooh.
You're on a roll at work. Plans previously laid will now come into play in a potentially lucrative way. It's time to continue to develop and expand. Take charge. But remember to ask for help when needed.
Wow.
Good for you, Scorpio.
Get your bag, Scorpios.
Yes. All right, Wednesdays, we do something called our cool or not list, where we throw some things out and we ask, is that cool or not? Graham, would you like to kick it off?
I would. What do you guys think, cool or not? The abuse, the absolute abuse that my wife, Kate, has been putting our vacuum cleaner through.
What do you mean?
Go to JV Morning Show on Instagram, and you're going to see a picture of it. Because my wife came to me and said, the vacuum is clogged. It does not work. And remember, this is like a birthday gift I got for her, you know, or a Christmas present. I can't remember. Brand new vacuum. And she came to me, and she's like, there's no, it doesn't. And I tested it out. Yeah, there's no suction at all. It doesn't pull anything. And she's like, I've checked the thing. I checked in here. There's no nothing. And I was like, give it to me. I'll figure it out. And, of course, I find the clog. It's deep inside the hose. And if you go to JV Morning Show, you will see what I found in clogged up in the hose of the vacuum.
Jesus.
These are things you're not supposed to vacuum up. If for those of you that are driving or whatever and can't look at the picture right now, look at it later. But there are three dry erase pens.
How did that even get sucked up?
Three dry erase
pens.
That's a good question. One witch finger from Halloween and then a whole bunch of hair and other miscellaneous junk. Why? What is she doing? Does she think you can vacuum up dry erase pens and witch fingers? What? Like, no.
Yeah. I don't even know how that would get sucked up.
It's like.
Like, that. You have a good vacuum.
Yeah, that noise that it must have made, too, when it was going
on. That crackling.
I'm just saying, and she's like, hey, the vacuum cleaner's not, you know, there's no suction. Yeah! No crap! Like, you see what you're putting this thing through?
I say cool. Because,
no!
Because were your floors clean, though?
No.
True.
I mean, there were less dry erase pens and witch fingers on the floor. But you're not. Why not pick those up and vacuum everything else up?
That's how you know you got a good vacuum cleaner, because mine probably wouldn't have even picked that up.
No.
I don't know how these things work their way through the system into the part
cool.
that I found them. But man, yes, this thing was clogged solid. Not even one little fleck of air could get through at this point, because there were three pens and a witch finger in there.
I love that.
The witch finger
not
is
cool.
Sending me.
Cool.
I think cool. Very cool. Cool or not, this survey about the younger generation, 25% of them have no idea how to change a light bulb.
What
not
percent?
Cool.
What percent?
25%.
25 don't know how to change a light bulb?
A light bulb.
Is that real?
They're claiming that climbing a ladder is too dangerous. And then 1 in 5 also worry that the bulb might be too hot.
Oh, no.
We'll turn it off first. And that's like the old school bulbs. Most of these LED ones don't put out much heat.
We're doomed.
We're in big trouble. Although I will say, today's new LED lights, like, where is the bulb? There is no bulb. You know, it's a different.
They're complicated.
They're a different thing. And I think some of them, like, I don't think you can even change the
I'll
thing.
Give you
know,
that.
You got to change the whole fixture. But a regular light bulb in a lamp, yes. Unscrew it.
And then screw Dill the new
holes.
One in.
Yes.
Less than half don't know how to add air to a car tire. Do you know how to do that, Jess?
I am probably in this. I am in this category.
You've never put air into a tire before?
I haven't. I've called someone to do it for me.
I don't know how to do that either.
Are you guys both being serious right now?
Yeah.
You don't know how to put air in a car tire?
No. I feel like
a
maybe
bike tire,
I can
nothing?
Figure it. I've never had to do that
well,
in my life.
Well, I know how to put it in a bike tire when you do that, like, whoosh, whoosh.
That's called the pump.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I just did a full on acting it out.
That's arms up and down and everything. That, yeah. I know how to do that.
Yes, that is called the pump. Well, like an air compressor thing, you just stick it on the, you take the little cap
See,
off.
I feel
the,
like I could figure it out maybe if it was in front of me in a life or death situation.
That you've never done it.
Like, I think I'm scared to do it because I don't want to mess it up and over pump or under
overfill
pump.
It.
Well, a lot of times they. On your tire and on your bike tire and your car tire, it tells you what PSI to inflate it to. So it'll say, like, inflate to 40 PSI.
PSI.
Pounds
that's
per
That's the guy who sings Gangnam Style?
No.
That's Psy.
That's Psy.
Yeah, PSY.
Different,
PSY. Different
guy. Oh, we're
not familiar.
We are doomed. All right, but it tells you the number on there. Most of these things have a little gauge that show you what you've inflated it to.
Okay.
But also, like, if you've never been driving along and, like, seen your car tire, like, man, this thing's, like, half flat. What do? Just keep driving? Go
yeah,
fill
until,
it up with air.
Until my man can fill
I
it up
I call
for
my
me.
Brother, and I'm like, hey, a light came on. What do I do?
And then he tells me.
Oh, we're
Do you want me to tell you the rest of the things that the youngins can't do?
Yes, I'm frustrated already. Not cool if this is cool or not cool.
It was a little less than half that don't know how to add air to a car tire. Even fewer than that know how to fit a windshield wiper blade. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to do that.
Let me say this. I've done it before, and windshield wiper blades can be incredibly frustrating.
Okay, so it's not easy.
Well, it is once you like realize what they're showing you how to do, but some of them like clip in and loop in a weird way, and you're like, that was not intuitive at all.
30% could not identify a flathead screwdriver.
No.
I could do that.
I'm jumping off a bridge.
21% couldn't recognize a wrench.
Oh, geez.
That I can do. I have my own tiny little toolkit.
Is it pink?
It's not.
Oh, I had a pink one.
But I wish it was.
All the tools got lost.
See, I just get so sad when people can't. They're like trying to describe the tool that they need, and it's something super basic. And I'm just like, oh, God. You don't know what that's.
Hey, don't judge us. We're learning. Called.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So the other day, I deleted DoorDash, you guys. You know DoorDash takes all my money.
All of it.
I don't believe this.
I didn't even make it a full day. I had to get it again.
Wow!
If you had finished that statement with, I deleted DoorDash, and in 2025, I'm going to use it less, I would have immediately turned to Jess and said, get out the JV Show prediction journal. What month this year or even day from now does she re-download it? And I knew it. Like, there's not a chance you could make it even a month.
I'm going to delete it again, though.
I don't believe it.
I am.
Let us know when you do so that we can make a JV Show prediction because you will not be able to make it through any length of time without it.
Challenge accepted. Hey, right now, let's get a winner. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Robbie.
Robbie or Bobby?
Robbie.
Robbie.
Oh, Robbie, that's what you are. Robbie.
How you guys doing? Morning.
Pretty good. Good morning. Hey, Robbie, you're caller 20.
Hey, thank you.
You're going to be checking.
All I heard was SF tickets, and I just started calling. So.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what I won.
Thank you.
These are to the San Francisco Symphony's video games in concert with Emer Noon. This is happening March 19th, and you just got two tickets.
Woo! Yeah, she composes all the video game music. She's actually pretty cool. You're very welcome. Hey, Robbie, have a great rest of your day. Hang on there for that winning. So Paris Hilton, I've been seeing a lot of headlines about her. She's been doing some really amazing things. You know, with the wildfires raging in Southern California, she's been like volunteering in animal shelters. She's helping animals reconnect with their owners and just like spending time and caring for displaced animals. And she even fostered a doggy that has been displaced by the wildfires. And
nice.
Even though Paris herself, her house burned down. So I thought that was really awesome. I did
want
to ask. One of her houses, right? I did want to ask if this was your dog. You're the owner. You just lost everything. House burnt to the ground. Then you find out Paris Hilton is fostering your dog or your cat, your pets.
Okay.
Would you have enough love for the animal that you would let your animal just stay with Paris Hilton to have the best life it possibly can? Butlers, vacations, the best food, the best care.
That does sound nice.
I wouldn't do it.
But that's selfish of you,
it's
Jess.
It's not selfish, but I feel like Paris has more going on with her life that she would be leaving the house and random people would be taking care of my pet, whereas I know I give it all
like
my love.
Yeah, but your pet would be getting its nails done, getting massages.
Yeah, and it would have siblings, a bunch of other pet brothers and sisters.
Can I come with her?
No, just the pet.
Dang it.
Do you guys love your animals that much? You would let them go to have a better life?
No, I don't then, because I'm taking my animal back. Although I will try to arrange some sort of joint custody situation if she would like. And then she and I could like hang out and we can all, you know, get massages together with our pets. That sounds great.
That sounds nice. Selena, would you? I feel like Selena would.
I don't think so.
I get the sense that you're not that attached to your pet.
I know. I love my pet.
You get that sense because it's true.
No, he doesn't like me. It's not that he doesn't like me. He just likes me a lot less than my husband.
Yeah, but that's because dogs are very intuitive. Mm-hmm. They know who like loves them and gives them treats and takes them for walks and does stuff with them. And if you don't ever do any of those things, it just looks at you like, when's this lady going to do something for me?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I think I love him enough to let him go live with Paris Hilton.
Wow.
Why? Because I am so selfless.
Because you wouldn't care to not have him.
Because he would have a better life and he would be playing all day, every day, and have the best meals. Filet mignon every night for dinner.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, there's some pets out there, I'm sure, to celebrities and really rich people that eat better than all the, all the boss.
And you guys wouldn't want that for your, menu. For your pet?
If Paris Hilton said, Selena, send just, if to anybody, send me your pets, I'll foster them. Selena would put her dog in a UPS box and drop them off tomorrow. Poke a couple air holes in it. And she
doesn't even have to be Paris Hilton. I think if anybody offers that to Selena,
she would mail a little Bentley boy right out the door.
Only so he would have a better life, like spending the summer on yachts in Italy. Like, come on.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll go with them.
You're not invited, Graham. That's part of the agreement.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Jessica Simpson already recorded a breakup album. Oh. That was quick, you might think. Actually, this has been in the works for years, according to a source. So it was only the other night that she shared with her followers that she and Eric Johnson are splitting up after 10 years of marriage. But apparently, while she was going through hell in her marriage and things were falling apart, she was recording a revenge slash heartbreak album in L.A. in Nashville. Apparently, she's been wanting to reconnect with her country roots, so this might have a little country sound to it.
Oh, boy.
A source says this album is deeply personal, and it's her side of the story as she and Eric struggled with major trust issues that they just could not overcome.
Wow.
That would be weird to be living in a marriage where, like, you know it's coming to an end, but you're like, let's not end it yet because I'm going to keep channeling this into this album I'm recording that'll be coming out. Then when we announce that we're breaking up, then I'm going to drop the album. Like, that's like a lot of pre-planning.
I don't think that means she necessarily wanted the marriage to end, but if you're going through all these things in your relationship, any artist would put that into songs.
Yeah.
You know?
You get some inspiration.
Yeah. I don't think it's that she wanted her marriage to end, but...
No, I don't think it is, but I just think
it doesn't hurt.
I mean, might as well make some money off of it, I guess.
Right, true, as if they need any more. True. I often think... Don't you often think about celebrity breakups, and it's like, what are the things that stress us norms out in a normal marriage? You know, it's like, how are we going to pay the bills, and, you know, who's going to be able to pick up the kids, and what's for dinner tonight, and how am I going to have time to go to the grocery store and do the... All those problems you don't have as a really rich person. Those things are all handled for you. So, like, what are their... What are their relationship issues really about?
Well, for Jessica,
is it just cheating? Is it all just cheating?
Oh, for Jessica, it was her man just hanging out at bars without his wedding ring, flirting with women.
Jesus.
No.
There you
allegedly.
Go.
No.
I mean, that'll do it.
But yeah, actually did happen. By the way, this would be her first music release in 15 years. It's been a while.
I could not tell you one song that I've ever heard from her, if I'm being honest.
I remember that she had songs, but I couldn't name one.
I couldn't name one right now. So there is a major benefit concert in the works to benefit the wildfires in L.A. This is going to be called Fire Aid. So it was supposed to go down at the new Intuit Dome in Inglewood, but there's been such a huge response from artists wanting to participate. Like, over 50 bands and artists have asked to be a part of this. Only problem is right now there's only 24 slots. So they're working on having the entire thing move to the Forum to, like, better accommodate everyone or as many people as they can who want to be a part of this. So they don't have any names right now who are going to perform. But according to reports, they're all going to be performers based in L.A.
Okay.
Which is
and probably
a lot
some
of them.
Really big names.
Which is most of them.
But think like your Kendricks, your Snoops, Chris Browns. I'm assuming that has not been confirmed. I don't know. And the entire thing will be live streamed, obviously. And then money raised is going to go to help rebuild everyone's homes and things that have been lost in the fires.
I wouldn't be surprised if they make that a two-night event or a three-night, you know, because there are going to be so many artists because so many artists obviously live in the L.A. area.
There's no date yet, no.
Okay. I did see some concern that people had, like, with the benefit concert happening and if people were going to be flying in from other places and taking up the hotel rooms that the actual victims needed. Because, you know, a lot of them are now staying in hotel rooms. So it's like, is that going to be a little tough? Like, how are they going to work?
Well, I feel like people who are displaced by the fires, they're already in hotels. So anybody flying in, you're not going to have anywhere to stay. The hotels are already booked. Now they're booked up.
The Airbnbs are, I know Airbnbs open their doors up, you know, on a lot of places for free, so...
So, yeah, that is going to be interesting. Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you have had a stomach bug just absolutely tear through your household lately, I don't envy.
I don't want that.
I don't know, but you're
stay away from me.
You're not alone. Bay Area health officials are saying they're seeing a huge surge of, you know, of it lately. This bug is norovirus, and according to officials, this is the biggest spike of it that we've seen in, I don't know, they say at least the last decade. A norovirus case causes, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach cramps, all that fun stuff. And they say it's a particularly stubborn virus because it spreads really, really easily, and it's kind of hard to kill. They say alcohol and hand sanitizers that we all use at doctor's offices and stuff like that, that kills most viruses. Doesn't always work against norovirus. Norovirus can slip past that. According to Wastewater Scan, which is a Stanford-run program that tracks diseases, nutses, in wastewater, they found very high levels of norovirus at treatment plants in San Jose, Redwood City, Palo Alto, Fremont, San Francisco, San Rafael, Novato, and Napa. Dang it. But that's pretty much everywhere. That's the entire Bay Area. They say levels of a recent test on a particular date were 458% higher than on that same exact date 1 year ago. So it is peaking right now. Norovirus is everywhere. Stay vigilant. And you, I don't know if you have to triple wash your hands or what you have to do, but you need to be cleaning surfaces. And again, but they say alcohol, hand sanitizer, stuff like that doesn't always kill the virus. My sister just had this go through her house, and it sounded miserable. Everybody was this and vomiting here and all that. And
no,
then
then
it was like, well, one kid hasn't gotten it yet. He's fine. And then 2 days later, he got it. And then boom. And then he's, you know, this and then vomiting on the other kid. And it just sounded like an absolute nightmare.
All right. Yeah. Stay vigilant, people.
Oh, stay away from my house.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, guys. Robert San Jose. I was wondering if you can give a shout-out to my wife. I won't say her name due to her anonymity, but today she celebrates 13 years clean and sober. And I will give you a hint who we are. Let's see, Great America and High Five. If you remember, cool. If not, next time. Bye, guys.
Selena, favorite memory about that High Five at Great America? Do you remember him?
Soft hands. Loved that.
Nope, you didn't. Jess, your favorite memory about that high five at Great America?
You know, I made eye contact and the smile was just gleaming.
Wow.
Graham?
The disrespect. The talk that I had with him about him and his beautiful family, and we chatted for a little while. Of course I remember.
Me too.
Okay, we had a lot of tequila shots that we snuck in.
That's a good point. We did.
But great meeting you and your family, and congratulations to your wife. That's yes. Amazing. Let's get to what the bleep is, your chance to win this JV Show chug mug. All you gotta do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talk back, just like that one right there. You do that on the iHeartRadio app. All right, here is today's clip.
One of the ways I keep telling my wife would be a good way for us to get back in shape in this new year is trying lots of different positions.
Oh.
Don't you think that's good exercise?
You wanna spice it up?
I think so.
Okay. Really?
But thinking about you doing
helps to be flexible, too. Get your flexibility up. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so it's not that. The thing that you're thinking about, it's not that. It's think of something else, you sickos. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests. We want to be able to shout you out when you win.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, what the bleep is where you could win a JV Show chug mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is one more time.
One of the ways I keep telling my wife would be a good way for us to get back in shape in this new year is trying lots of different positions.
Now, if you ever have a guess, you know, you got to leave it on a talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Let's go to your guesses now.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Wynn from Lathrop. I'm guessing the bleep out word is yoga position. All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
That would have been my guess.
Great guess, and that just wiped out like 100 people's guesses. So apologies if you left yoga as a guess. You might want to formulate your second guess and get that in on the talkback.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sammy from San Jose, and my guess for the bleeped out word is Pilates. It can really take a lot out of you once you get going. Thanks. Have a great day.
Graham doing Pilates. I can't picture that.
I ain't doing no yoga and I ain't doing no Pilates. I probably should because I'm not very flexible anymore. But I ain't doing neither of those things. Again, Pilates, another very popular guest this morning.
I've heard it's really hard.
It is.
It does look hard, but it also looks expensive because you have to go to a class or something that has that machine thing that you do it on.
Yeah.
And I ain't got the money for that.
You have to get cute little outfits.
Yeah
that's true.
Yeah.
Morning, this is Robert from San Jose. My guess is sleeping.
Sleeping position.
That's another popular guess. A sleeping position doesn't really get you back in shape, though. But I could use a new one.
All right, so if you have a guess, leave it now on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show, hanging out with you on this Wednesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Hope you're having a great morning. We're playing What the Bleep, where someone, hopefully, is going to win this chug mug. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you are just tuning in, here is today's clip.
One of the ways I keep telling my wife would be a good way for us to get back in shape in this new year is trying lots of different positions.
Mm-hmm. And why are ladies so not receptive to this suggestion?
Because what if we just...
We dream up a lot of different things and we're like, you know what, why don't we try this? And why don't we try this? And then ladies are like, ugh.
Most of them are uncomfortable for us.
Are you sure? You haven't tried it yet.
Maybe we have with our exes.
We don't want to think about that. What are we talking about?
I don't know. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning. This is Ryan from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is stretch.
Stretch and stretching, very popular guest this morning. But
that's not it.
That's not it.
This is Janelle from Oakland. Is it different eating positions?
Wait, eating?
I only have one eating position. Well, maybe two when you get in that nice like couch lean and you're eating on the couch or in your bed. But mostly just sitting is my only eating position. Just
I can do it standing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I've done it standing.
Okay.
Driving.
Wow.
Still sitting.
Okay.
Yeah. Morning again. This is John from Richmond, and my guess would be squatting position.
I ain't here for the squats.
No, there are different types. Yep.
Not a big fan.
Morning, JV Show. It's Brian from San Jose, and today's bleeped out word, I believe, is plank. Trying out different plank positions. All right, guys. Hope that's right. Love y'all.
Love you. Plank position. Oh, there
that's
we
right.
go.
You are.
All right. Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
One of the ways I keep telling my wife would be a good way for us to get back in shape in this new year is trying lots of different plank positions.
That
nice.
Seems like such good exercise. If you ever held a plank and then you see the ones where people add in all the different movements and stuff. Oh, that's a workout right there. Who needs a gym membership? Well, I do because I'm paying for mine for the past couple years and not been going.
Gone.
But now I have to go to get my money's worth back on the previous 2 years that I didn't go.
When will that be?
Yeah.
Next week, Monday probably.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm still like building stuff. I'm still building stuff every day. And I'm like, who am I kidding? I don't have time to go to the gym. I'm building stuff. Yesterday, there was a lot of building stuff. And the day before, and every day for the last 3 years. All right, let's give some shout-outs. And I'll be honest, not a lot of shout-outs to give. But obviously, one for Brian in San Jose.
Yes!
He had the very first correct answer this morning. What's up, Brian? What's up? Enjoy your brand-new JV Show chug mug. And look, I'll be honest, after that, it's a pretty, pretty short list. Do better, people. Do better. Lance in San Ramon had the correct answer, and so did Jordan. What's up, Jordan? What's up? Jordan in South City had it. But after that,
that is it.
That is it.
Wow.
Hey, no worries. Tomorrow, 7 to 5, you have another chance.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. To the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. How's your morning going so far?
Good. We're in the car on the way to school. I'm with my husband, Thomas, and Olivia, Alana, and Vivian, my girls.
Okay, Jess, remember all of those names.
Yep.
Okay,
what
Thomas,
were they?
Olivia, Alana, and Vivian.
Sure.
And Michelle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Michelle.
And Thomas. And Olivia.
And Olivia. And Alana.
And Jade. And Ashley.
No!
Yeah. Don't forget about little Timmy.
Don't forget about Timothy. That's right. Hey, Michelle, you're going to be playing the JV Show. You have Nope Game. I'm sure you know how this works. It's our trivia game. We're going to ask you 4 questions. Got to get 3 correct, and you win
a pair of 3-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley.
3-day tickets. You'll be there for all the performances. All right, so let's get to it. Question number 1. What relative does a Russian person call babushka?
Babushka. Oh, take a look at my babushka.
I don't want to see your babushka.
Why not? You might.
That's hairy.
Oh, I wish I knew. Is it, I would say a grandparent, but is it, you mean male or female?
Which grandparent?
You're right there.
I know.
Take a look at my little babushka.
I would say grandma.
Nicely done.
Woo.
Nice work working that one out.
Yeah.
I did not know that one.
Yeah. Selena, I've never seen your babushka before.
Good. I don't want to show it to you.
Well, send me a picture sometime.
I don't think my husband would like that.
Okay. All right. Question number 2. Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi were big-time rivals in the 90s in what sport?
Tennis.
Yep.
You are on top of this. Here's question number three. If you order a drink to be served up, what type of glass are they usually going to bring it to you in?
I should know this. It's something. Oh, I just know that serving it straight up is
what
no
type
ice.
Of, what
right?
type of glass? So what type of glass are they going to bring it to you?
Straight
in?
Up and up can be two different things.
Oh, not much of a. Take I don't know the glass.
Just say a glass, you know.
Take a
crystal.
Oh, no.
No.
A martini glass.
Yeah, martini glass.
Oh, martini.
If you order a drink up, it's usually going to come in a martini glass. All right, question number four. You guys need this one, by the way, to win those Bottle Rock passes. Question number four. The Ravens are an NFL team that play their home games in what state?
Maryland.
Yep.
Trick you there.
Yeah,
bit.
Your husband's in Baltimore. Baltimore is not a state. Good job, you guys. You just won a pair of 3-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars.
Okay.
This is going to be so much fun.
Best concert ever.
It is. I'm a little jealous
Thank
of you guys.
You.
Not You're very welcome. Hang on, Michelle and Thomas and Olivia and Ashley and Timothy and
Alana and Vivian.
Mikey.
Michelle, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. All right, hang on, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day. Hang on. Graham, we got some shout outs.
Of course we do. And this, listen to this. Aunties be sliding into my DMs. It says, can you please wish my niece Indira Parmar a happy 11th birthday? She absolutely hates being the center of attention. So naturally, I'd love nothing more than to embarrass her live on the radio. Happy birthday, Slay, Indira. Your auntie Cy loves you so much. Kisses with a forehead flick. LOL. Thank you. Thank you. P.S. Congrats on your new house, Graham. Tell Kate she did an amazing job. I hear you also had some part in it as well. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's from Cynthia. So happy
birthday,
Indira.
Who gives a fart?
All right, another one here. It says, hey, Graham, tomorrow is my daughter's 5th birthday. I was wondering if you could give her a shout-out. She loves the Who Gives a Fart and says it all the time. Of course
Who
she
gives
does.
A fart?
Happy fairy 5th birthday, Lexi. Wow. We hope you have a magical day. Love Mom, Dad, and Aubrey. So happy fairy birthday, Lexi.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Mom in my DMs. She says, can you please wish my firstborn man of the house with the kindest, sweetest soul and also a complete weirdo, Jaden, on his 13th birthday. I'm so proud to be your ma. Your brother Jacob and I love you so much. We listen every morning. Thank you and have a great day. Tell Selena hi. And that's
hi.
From Jacqueline. So happy birthday to the Woo! Man of the house, Jaden.
Who gives a fart?
Stop being such a weirdo. Another one here. Mom and my DMs wishing Damien a happy 6th birthday. I know. Who gives a fart? We love you so much. From Mama, Dada, Kendall, Isaiah, and Maverick. We listen to the JV show commuting every day from Stockton to Palo Alto. That's a brutal commute. Now, they have some bad news for you, Selena.
Oh, no.
She says, Selena, it's Lee, not Lay. That street off ramp comes up a lot in our traffic reports, and it's L-E-I-G-H, but it is pronounced Lee.
Okay.
Thank you. I've been telling her that for years.
I will still say Lay.
But more importantly, happy birthday, Damien.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Justin Bieber went on an unfollowing spree. So all these unfollows happened, we think, within the last week. But as of Monday, Justin Bieber no longer follows Usher. This is a big deal because Usher was Bieber's mentor. This is the guy who taught him everything. Yes. So that's a huge deal. He also unfollowed Scooter Braun. That was his former manager. He unfollowed his former bodyguard, his former stylist, who, by the way, was the best man at his wedding. Like, they were super close. And he unfollowed one other woman who was once in a manager position and worked with Scooter Braun. These are all people who have been with Justin from the very beginning of his career. So people are wondering, what the heck happened? And then there's this. Scooter Braun deleted his account reportedly after Justin unfollowed him. Usher still follows Justin, but the others do not, which suggests Justin might have blocked them. I'm not really sure. There are some theories floating around there that maybe after having a kid, Justin is just like reevaluating his childhood and come up, maybe is like looking back at how he was exploited by these adults around him, or how he was treated poorly, or maybe there was, you know, some form of, I don't know, like emotional abuse or something going on there.
Clearly something, he's pinpointed something that happened that he's not okay with, yes. whether it had been something that was done to him or somebody around him.
What's really interesting is he still follows Diddy.
Really?
Yeah. So if there is something there, maybe
what
he's...
in the world? My thing is maybe he wants to distance himself from anybody that's in this
A lot of people thought
sphere
that.
Of Diddy.
A lot of people thought that he still is following Diddy. So maybe he figures unfollowing him would bring more attention to things. So maybe he's just quietly leaving it there. I don't know.
Now I'm curious to know which other celebrities still follow him.
I think
everybody would have unfollowed him already.
I know. Speaking of Diddy says the freak off videos that the feds have actually proved his innocence. So the feds have 9, I'm using air quotes, freak off videos. Diddy's defense team says that they've seen these, and according to them, the tapes show private activity between 2 fully consenting adults in a long-term relationship. They're talking about Cassie, by the way. His team says Cassie not only consented, but thoroughly enjoyed herself, as shown in these videos. They say it shows her happy, dominant, and in complete control of the situation. They say there are no secret cameras. She was aware they were recording. There's no other celebrities involved. There's no minors. There's no violence. And remember those claims that Diddy would record these things and use tapes as leverage, like blackmail?
Yes.
Diddy claims these videos were on Cassie's devices. She hung onto them for years, and she's the one that turns them over to the feds. So how is he holding onto these and hanging them over her head if she had them?
I'm sure there are going to be instances where some of this evidence, quote-unquote evidence that they find, does come from consenting adults, right?
Yeah.
Some of it. At some of these parties, I'm sure was. But there was probably plenty of other stuff that wasn't.
I still think prosecutors have a lot of stuff that Diddy's defense team didn't see. Remember, they seized a lot of videos and things from Diddy's homes when they raided the homes. So I'm sure this isn't all of it. Also, these videos, even if it is Cassie, that doesn't show that she may not have been drugged up or she was in a very toxic situation where she's not going to act in front of him. You know, like she's being forced to do things. Like, why would she do that to his face so she can, she doesn't want to upset him. So I think there's a lot more. And I'm sure there's more tapes with her.
Yeah, and the tapes aren't a tell-all bill. Like you said, you don't know the circumstances. So it is one angle of a piece of evidence. It is not all the evidence.
Yeah. But his team, Diddy's team, they're trying everything to get this man out of there.
Understandably, yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, a foul-mouthed Eagles fan is paying the price for his words and actions at this past weekend's playoff game between the Eagles and Packers in Philadelphia. Cell phone video taken by a man named Alex captured his fiancée, Allie, who's also a Packers fan, being berated by this Eagles fan that was sitting one row behind them. They say the interactions with this guy started out as some friendly banter, they're rival fans, and obviously as Packer fans, they were vastly outnumbered there, all Eagles fans, and that's a scary place to be at the Link. Eagles fans, not the friendliest. Well, they say as the game progressed, this guy got more and more aggressive. Alex shared a clip of this on social media, and in it, the guy can be heard calling Allie all kinds of awful things, including calling her ugly, making other angry sexist remarks, and even calling her the one word you don't ever call a woman. And he said that one a few times. Not that one. Worse. Well, the clip quickly went viral, and Alex asked for the internet's help identifying this guy, which of course the internet gladly did. This guy was connected to a New Jersey management consulting firm. Well, that company announced yesterday that they had terminated him because, quote, this individual's conduct and language were vile, disgusting, unacceptable, and horrific and have no place in our workplace and society. And the Philadelphia Eagles, they also piled on. They've announced that this guy is banned from the stadium for all future games. See ya, deal hole, because...
Guess what?
You suck!
You suck! If you watch that video, you're just like, oh my God. Well, one, how does this guy, Alex, not immediately punch this guy in the face?
Yeah.
But they say they were worried about this thing becoming physical because all you would see is one Packers fan fighting an Eagles fan, and then you'd have 10,000 Eagles fans all trying to fight you at once. So they were scared that this thing would progress to anything physical. And a physical altercation, that's not the way to solve this.
Yeah. And
let the internet handle this,
right,
and they did.
And they
applaud
will
the way
find
they
out
this.
Everything. The internet, I don't know how they do it, those
undefeated
sleuths. Right. Yeah. They will find you. They will figure you out. Let's talk Bottle Rock, Napa Valley.
Oh my God.
Please.
This week we announced the lineup, and now we have for you the single day lineup. Woo! You know, single day tickets They go on sale when, Jess?
Ooh, they go on sale tomorrow, Thursday, January 16th at 10 a.m.
So if you're not going to make it all 3 days, you can go for 1 day, maybe even 2 days. Here we go. Friday,
you're
May
23rd. You're talking to me right now. You're talking to me. Mm-hmm.
Friday, May 23rd, Green Day.
Love it.
Sublime.
Yes. Love it.
Cascade.
Love it.
E-40.
Yes. Extra love it. My boy.
Saturday, May 24th, Justin Timberlake.
Ooh. Oh, JT.
Benson Boone.
I'm here for that.
Huge. Ice Cube, your boy, Graham.
What's up?
Yay, yay. Sunday, May 25th, your other boy, Noah Kahan.
Dude, okay, wait, Sunday?
It's going to be Sunday, May 25th.
Noah Kahan's headlining Sunday?
Yes,
all right, catch me there on Sunday. I will be there Sunday.
Nice. Cage the Elephant, who I know you're excited about,
I'm
Jess.
I'm here for this, you guys.
You're a Cage the Elephant fan, yeah. Jess. Interesting.
Are you not?
I am, but I didn't think that...
Hey,
Jessica,
you don't know everything about me, you know?
Yeah, I guess not.
Flo Rida on stage Sunday as well. Again, 1 day tickets going to be on sale
tomorrow, January 16th at 10 a.m.
You know the website, bottlerocknapavalley.com, for more information and to get those tickets.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Did you guys hear about the French woman who got scammed out of $850,000?
After
falling for Brad Pitt on Facebook.
Yep.
No!
Yes!
So bad.
Her name is Anne. She's 53 years old. So I guess this all started when somebody posing as Brad Pitt's mom started posting on Facebook. And then I guess Anne started interacting with the mom. And then a month later, Brad Pitt himself slid into her DMs, you guys.
Yeah, because the mom was like, you'd be perfect for my son. My son needs a woman like you.
So when Brad is actually there, like, courting her, she's like, oh, my God. And it turned into this whirlwind romance where he's, like, proposing to her.
Oh, wow.
And he's begging her to leave her husband. She was married to a millionaire.
What?
So they're talking. They're texting. Eventually, he's like, hey, I need money for my cancer treatments. He said he couldn't pay for it with his own money because his money was tied up in a divorce with Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay, good point.
So
good
she's answer. Like, she's like, you know, whatever you need, I am leaving my husband for you. She left her husband for Facebook Brad Pitt.
Well, wouldn't you? It's Brad Pitt.
And so she sent a like that large chunk of money to him because she was getting money from her husband that she was divorcing.
From her divorce settlement.
$850,000 to fake Brad.
Why?
And she was falling for him because the entire time they're in constant contact. Mind you, they weren't calling each other. There was no FaceTime. They were only texting because Brad Pitt said he was too busy to take any calls. But he was sending her some very convincing photos.
He's a very busy
guy.
Right,
he's a Hollywood actor. Come
yeah.
on. But he was sending her some very convincing photos. You guys have to go check out the photos that she received. JV Morning Show on Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Brad Pitt holding up a sign that says, I love you, Anne. It's him in a hospital bed.
How old did you say this lady was?
53 years old.
No.
That's too young to be duped by
you guys, these are the worst pictures I've ever seen. How would you fall for something like this?
That's
They're so
the
bad.
That's the biggest thing of this entire story. You feel bad when anybody... sabotages their own life, their own marriage, and then drains their life savings because yes. they're duped on the internet. And we all, our first reaction is like, how could you let that happen? But then you end up feeling bad for the person. Mm-hmm. Not in this case. Once you look at those pictures, there is not a chance that you can feel bad for this person. They are so bad.
They're so badly
it
photoshopped.
So fake. I can Photoshop Brad Pitt's face better than this person did.
It looks like they cut out Brad's head from a magazine and just stuck it to various like hospital room pictures.
Yes,
that's literally what it looks like.
It's like this is a Brad Pitt smiling at the you know
on
the Oscars or whatever the red carpet. Let me paste it on a guy in a hospital bed.
Yes!
It's so bad. You couldn't have, I get maybe you're fooled and the mom, that's clever. The mom reaches out to you first and the interaction and sure, maybe you believe that. Until he sends you this picture.
There's no way.
You cannot believe, at this point you have to go, I'm getting scammed. I don't care how much I want to believe that I'm falling in love with Brad Pitt. This picture ain't real. That's the point that you have to bail out and realize that you're getting scammed.
Doesn't it make you think, though? Because you know for a fact that if you're talking to a celebrity like that, you're telling your friends, you're telling family members, you're telling somebody. You're telling me that nobody in her life told her, hey, this is not a real person.
They probably did, but when you're in love... You don't want to hear that, ish.
They said her, like, suspicions only started getting raised, not because of the pictures.
No.
When news would break and he would be seen on a red carpet with his actual girlfriend, you know, with a new woman. That's when she was like, wait a second.
He's cheating on me?
Yeah, I'm getting cheated on or I'm getting scammed. Not the ridiculously bad Photoshop picture that looks totally fake. That didn't raise any red flags for her. I can't feel bad in this instance. All the other ones where people get totally catfished and duped and whatever, I get to a point, initially I'm laughing at that, but I get to a point where I do feel bad for them. I can't in this one. I just can't.
Go check out the photos. JV Morning Show is on our Instagram story. I can't believe this went on for over a year. So she met fake Brad in 2023. Last year, 2024, is when she saw real Brad on a red carpet with his actual girlfriend. Uh-huh. And that's what prompted her to go file a complaint.
And with who? The relationship police?
No, I mean with the police, because she got scammed out of $850,000. Right. So they're investigating. They have yet to track down who scammed her. And I do feel bad about this. She's been getting treatment at a clinic for severe depression.
Aww.
Okay, now, well, you now you said that. Now well, I feel bad.
Yeah. But everything else, come on.
I'd be depressed too if I fell for that picture. Yeah. They're so bad.
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to try to go back to her husband? You think he'll take her back?
No.
I feel like this is like a 10-year-old kid scamming her in his mom's basement. And he's like, I don't really know how to use Photoshop, but what the hell? Oh, my God, she fell for it. Oh, my God, $850,000 is coming my way. I can buy so much candy and video games. You know, like, it's so
bad.
Crude
the pictures.
And rudimentary, these pictures.
Goodness. Oh, man.
Can't get over that. JV Morning Show. Make sure you're following us there on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So do you guys remember someone named Crystal?
Who?
Crystal. You have to think back really hard. Former member of the JV Show. She's since moved on to New York.
Not ringing any bells for me.
I know.
But
you know, I forgot about her too until yesterday. Because
she's like a bad rash that won't go away. Just like keeps popping
We're
up
just
every
messing,
now and
by
again.
By the way, Crystal is still one of our besties. Anyways, yesterday she called us out, Graham. Instagram, she challenged us.
Radio besties, I'm calling you out. We have to come together to make Spencer Pratt's dream come true of getting his wifey Heidi Montag song Superficial to number one. In San Francisco, Selena and Grab. In Sacramento, Lizette. Let's get Heidi Montag Superficial to number one.
Woo! And then she went crazy. Here's the thing. We talked about this. It might have been yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Heidi and Spencer, they lost everything in one of the fires down in Southern California. Yeah. I mean, they literally have nothing, to the point Heidi is shopping at Marshall's.
What?
No offense to Marshall's. I love that place.
That's a big shot. That was a pretty big shot at all of us to shop at Marshall's.
Hey, I go to Marshall's, so I'm not throwing any shade. But for her, you wouldn't expect to see Heidi Montag at Marshall's. You know what I mean? So Spencer has made this a thing. He wants everyone to stream her song, Superficial, from 2010, in hopes that they'll generate some revenue to get back on their feet. And so far, he's having major success. Paris Hilton has posted a video dancing to her music. A lot of the other, you know, her co-stars from The Hills have been doing this. And then I guess Spencer Pratt hit up Crystal to challenge all of her her radio friends.
Well, she hit up him. Let's dial it back there.
What she said. That's what she said.
I'm not believing it. I had a lot of our own listeners slide into my DMs over the past 24 hours. But prior to this Crystal challenge, saying that we should be playing the song as well.
Wait, I feel like a lot of people are just boosting it everywhere.
So, okay, I think I might have misspoke. Jess, what song is this?
I think I might have gotten it
that
wrong,
That sounds
actually.
Better.
Yeah.
I like that a lot better.
Because Crystal's pushing, and everybody is pushing the song Superficial, and I was mistaken, and I thought we were pushing the song I'll Do It, because that's the one I've been hearing.
Oh, no.
I do want to say Spencer is pushing her album. Any song from the album. But regardless, are we pumping up Heidi Montag?
Yes!
Let's do it.
Is that
yeah.
what we're doing?
I listen to this every day on the
Me
way
too.
Home from work.
My kids were conceived to this.
I actually lost my virginity to this song.
This is my first song for Stance at my wedding.
That's right, it was.
You weren't even there, Graham.
My daughter, Quinn, during the C-section operation, she came out to this song.
Really?
Singing it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's my ringtone.
It was my ringtone, too.
It was
my
ringtone. Remember those?
You know what? It is still my ringtone to this day. I just use
play
it
this
on
at
pilot.
My funeral, please.
Whoa.
It's going to be soon because you loaded
dark.
The wrong song.
Hold on.
It's like, I don't know what Crystal's talking about. We've been playing that song.
Yeah.
Move over. She's probably been playing that one song by Sabrina Carpenter. It's about coffee. We don't play that. We've only been playing Heidi Montag
every day.
Three times an hour for the past,
like, Wild 94.9.
Couple years.
What we do here.
Yep.
I do think it's a very sweet move that everyone is backing them, though.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Well, let's not forget about everybody else that's affected by these fires. If you can help out in any way or donate, make sure that you do that.
Yes. Get yourself a Spencer in your life. I mean, not the old Spencer that didn't treat her right.
I don't want that.
But the new Spencer that is all about, you know, pushing her projects out there. Love that for her.
I do love that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so we just played a little piece of Heidi Montag's song, I'll Do It. If you don't know, people are streaming songs off her 2010 album, Superficial, because they lost everything in these wildfires. And Spencer's like, you know what? Stream my wife's music. Help us generate some money. We got to get back on our feet. And for the most part, people are embracing it. Celebrities having a lot of fun. They're here for it. They're posting videos, streaming her music.
Graham, I'm so disappointed in you. I cannot believe you were hyping up that ridiculous song from that ridiculous couple. Like, I can't even believe this is happening. I can't even believe I'm listening to you guys promote this. I saw that video on Instagram from Crystal yesterday, and I went swoop right past it. I can't even believe that this is a thing. And Graham, especially you, I'm highly disappointed. Have a great day.
Wow.
Yeah, Graham, okay. Especially you.
Well, let me respond to that. Yes, okay, the song is ridiculous. We're not playing it because we think the song is good. And yes, that couple is ridiculous. Most known for, you know, rather awful behavior and a string of failed reality shows. Like, I don't know, all of them. They've done every reality show.
Everything they've ever done failed.
But also, at the end of the day, I do have a heart, and these people lost everything in the fire, and it's kind of a fun way. I think it's better than them
GoFundMe. Created a GoFundMe. The backlash they would have got.
Right. This is just sort of a fun, and obviously, yes, we know the song makes your ears bleed, and we apologize for that, but it is sort of a fun way to help, you know, help out a couple that's down, and they have little kids, and they've lost everything. So, I don't know.
And you guys were challenged. You have to.
And I don't back
we
down.
Don't back
and
down.
I don't back down from a challenge. I'm from Westside Napa.
Graham, it is just something fun and silly. And we appreciate you listening to the JV Show. But yeah. I mean, just, I don't know, lighten up a little bit. Just something stupid and fun. We get that it's dumb. We know that.
Just being silly.
Yeah, that's it.
Ah, you guys are hella dumb. That was so funny. Oh my God, I love you guys. I'm so mad at you. Hilarious. Hilarious. All right, JV Show, have a great day.
No, he gets it.
He got the joke there.
A+ for you.
Yes.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, this woman that took part in a white elephant gift exchange over the Christmas holiday. Did you guys do one of those?
Yes.
Yep.
I love it.
And did you get anything good?
I did. Oh, I just don't remember. Oh, I got a charcuterie set.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
And I got a set of wine bottles.
Do you guys do the white elephant gift exchange where the gifts are like bad stuff, like they're gag gifts, or you guys just do one where everybody gets an actual gift that somebody might like?
Yeah, ours are good gifts.
Yeah, okay. Mine too.
I usually do both. And this year we didn't do a single one. We usually do a gag one at my family's and then a nice one at my in-laws, and we didn't do either of them this year, so I did not get to participate. But this one woman, Emily Hickox, she's 25 years old. She's from Michigan. She says in the family gift exchange, she totally scored. Now, her cousin bought a lottery ticket for her as, like, here's your white elephant gift, and threw that into the mix, and then she ended up getting that. And I'm sorry, the cousin put that into the mix as his gift. I totally misspoke there. And her dad brought a flashlight. Now, she ended up with the flashlight, the dad with the lottery ticket. The dad really wanted his flashlight back. He's like, there are those people out there that want the thing that they brought back. And I'm usually that person because I usually buy lottery tickets for them, and I always try to get my own gift back. And people get mad about that. I don't care. It's a gift exchange. Well, dad and his daughter, they decided, let's trade. You can have your flashlight back. You give me the lottery ticket. Well, she scratched that lottery ticket off. Initially, she said she thought she won $50,000, and then she took it down to a store. Nuh-uh, $500,000
won
on that ticket. How would you feel if you were somebody at that exchange that either traded out of that gift
or her
own dad who got a stupid flashlight instead of a $500,000? Lottery ticket.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, I'm expecting some of that money.
She says that she will use her winnings to buy a new car, invest, and also share with her family, including her dad and the cousin that bought that ticket as a gift.
She's better than me.
I get wanting to do things for the dad, your immediate family, but I'm sorry, cousin. Hey, you bought this to give away, and it just happened to come to me.
Oh, they chose the winning numbers.
You got to give them a little kickback.
It was
right?
a scratcher.
Or the winning ticket.
Yeah, it was a scratcher. And you know they bought one for themselves that day, and they scratched that one, and then was like, oh, I'll put this one in the gift exchange.
I feel like if you want to be a nice person, yes, you give them a little bit, but you are not in any way obligated to.
I would be so salty because, again, I always buy lottery tickets in a gift exchange. Always. That's just my go-to. It's easy. It doesn't require a lot of thinking. And it is a popular item. They get stolen mm-hmm. quite a few times. And I always try to steal it back. And if I don't get it back and somebody, and I found that somebody in the gift exchange, some friend of ours or whatever, won $500,000, the salt level that I would be at, I would be bobbing around in the Great Salt Lake. I'd be so salty.
Growing up, we used to always get scratchers like in our stockings.
Mm-hmm.
And I considered doing that this year, but I was like, no, because if one of these little kids wins and they're going to be hanging on to the money, and I don't get any of it. If I can't have that, nobody's getting none. And so I didn't do that for that reason.
Selfishness.
Wow. Yeah.
Can I tell you guys a prank that somebody in my family, my cousin's kids, I don't know, one's probably just started high school, one's I think in middle school. And the younger brother got the older brother one of those gag lottery tickets.
Oh my God.
And he scratched it off on Christmas Day and thought that he had won $1 million.
No.
And props to my cousin and her husband and the whole family for not letting him in on it. They even drove him down to a convenience store so he could scan the ticket to verify that he actually won the million.
That's so embarrassing.
It was a large portion of the day where he thought he won $1 million.
No.
And he didn't. And they even drove him down to a convenience store so he could go check his ticket, at which point the thing obviously doesn't scan and it's just a prank.
Oh, my God.
I mean, could you imagine that feeling? Christmas Day, you thought you won $1 million.
I would never talk to my family ever again after that.
I don't think I would either.
That is so embarrassing.
Oh, well played. Well played. Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Wow. So now Justin Baldoni is dragging Disney and Marvel into all his drama. So you know how Justin Baldoni is beefing with Blake Lively, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he is convinced that Ryan Reynolds, Blake's husband, openly mocked him in Deadpool and Wolverine. There is one scene where Nicepole, played by Ryan Reynolds, makes a comment about Blake's character, Ladypool, saying, "You can't even tell if she's just had a baby." If you don't know, Justin allegedly fat-shamed Blake on the set of It Ends With Us. There was also a line in Deadpool where Ryan says, "Where in God's name is the intimacy coordinator?" Something that could also tie back to Justin and Blake, given that there are sexual harassment allegations being thrown around. So now Justin is demanding that Disney and Marvel keep all documents, emails, texts, anything relating to or reflecting a deliberate attempt to mock, harass, ridicule, intimidate, or bully him through the character of Nicepool. Because all of that would have gone through Ryan Reynolds. He not only played him, but he was a writer. He produced it. He was the star of everything. It's all him.
Hmm.
Wow.
But I think Graham mentioned this last time. It's like, that's not really a crime, right? For him to kind of make fun of.
Because he didn't say his name, but you could use it, I guess. Do you think that could be considered like an intimidation tactic or some sort of retaliation?
I don't know. This whole thing is... I mean, I'm shocked at how big of a mess this thing is.
I know, and it just keeps on getting messier. You know, Disney and Marvel, they're like, hey, we don't care about this.
Yeah, don't drag us into this.
Yeah, and now they are dragged. They're dragged.
You guys have both watched this movie?
I have not.
After all of the, I guess, the drama with it, it kind of brought my interest levels down, so I never watched it.
To Deadpool and Wolverine?
No. Oh, no, I thought we were talking about It Ends With Us.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I have seen It Ends With Us.
Okay, that's what I thought. And, you know, my wife and I are popping through Netflix or whatever looking for what to watch, and that thing gets recommended to us, that movie. And she's like, my wife turns to me, she's like, you know, there's like just like a ton of drama surrounding this whole thing. I'm like, oh my God, we talk about it every single day on the show.
Is she just finding out?
Yeah, I think maybe she's not as in the loop. I'm like, I don't even know where to begin to bring you up to speed on this because it's so messy.
It's a lot, but it was a good movie.
Do you guys think,
I will say that,
that Colleen Hoover, the one that, I guess, I don't know if she's the producer, but I know she's the one that wrote the book. Do you think she regrets getting those two actors to play the main characters?
She definitely does. And, you know, before the latest drama, like maybe just in the movie was out, you know, when the Blake was doing the press run and all that. She said that she sided with Blake. Now that all this stuff has come out and there is lawsuits being thrown around, she's like backtracking, like, I have no comment. She does not. Yeah. She wants no parts, and I don't blame her.
Maybe she realizes it's like 50-50. I don't know where the blame falls. Sounds like they did. It both sounds like they were both in the wrong. But don't you think that the viewership has drastically increased for this?
Yes.
Just because so many people now have gone to seek it out and watch it. Like, I don't know that I ever would have even heard of this movie had it not been for this. Like,
I was excited for it until it came out. And then I heard a lot of criticism on the fashion and just Blake Lively not doing a very good job of playing the character that is portrayed in the book. So then I kind of lost interest.
But if you haven't read the book, what does it matter?
Because there's a vision that I have in my mind of what the book might have been like.
Book, which is all about reading and using your imagination, she's now imagined what it'd all be right. like to read the book in her imagination. That's good. You don't even need to see a movie. You got one playing in your brain.
We have to talk about TikTok.
All right, you guys, it might officially be time to take a moment and say your goodbyes to TikTok, the social media app set to be banned on Sunday here in the United States should they not go forward with a deal to sell the app to a U.S.-based company. Well, ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, they are all in on this high-stakes game of chicken. They are calling the United States' bluff, and they are not backing down. They don't want to be forced to sell, and they confirmed this morning that they're going to honor that ban and actually take things one step further. The ban, as it was written, is supposed to take the app off the Apple App Store and Google Play and also make it unlawful to update the app here, which when I was reading about that yesterday, a lot of people were saying, well, of course, if you already had the app downloaded, which 170 million monthly users do here in the United States, that's a lot of people, it would continue to operate until eventually it kind of crapped out from not being updated. Eventually it would fail, but you'd be able to continue to use it for a while.
Uh-huh.
Well, ByteDance said, hold my beer, because they're just going to shut it down completely here.
Oh,
they're taking that one
God.
Step further. You want to ban this? Then they are shutting it down. Wow. It will no longer operate. That's what they're saying is going to happen on Sunday. Now we shall see if there's any deals that happen in the last minute or any last minute litigation, which I assume there's going to be a flurry of activity on both those fronts, but I guess we'll wait and see. Wow. But they say, ByteDance says, yes, we are shutting it down on Sunday. Your guys' thoughts, because I'm happy.
The kids are going to lose their minds.
Lose their minds.
What is my daughter going to do with her life?
Kids might have to actually go outdoors.
No.
Yeah, like, I'm going to have so much
free time.
Throw
a frisbee, and, like, be a kid.
Frisbee, what?
Did you guys see, though, a lot of people are already looking for alternative apps? Alternative apps? Alternate apps?
There was another app. Red Note.
Yeah.
Which is also a Chinese-based social media app. So if you're bailing out and going to another one, maybe not one that's the reason they are banning it to begin with. So wouldn't that one eventually just get banned, too? It's going to be a little short-lived revenue stream.
Yeah, but at least you'll have something in the meantime that's sort of similar.
How hard is it? I guess they say that TikTok's algorithm is the most coveted piece of this whole thing. That's the most valuable thing. And ByteDance doesn't want to part with that. But you mean to tell me that all the big tech companies here, has nobody developed the exact same thing? It doesn't seem that proprietary to me. An app that shows you short form video.
So special about TikTok. It just knows me so well. It shows me what I want to see. It makes me laugh. This is making it so sad.
Right. So does Instagram.
Facebook. Get on Facebook.
It doesn't hit the same.
I just don't know. It's confusing to me.
I cannot believe it might actually happen.
Everybody hasn't jumped to something else.
They will.
That is
someone
US
will come
based.
With something.
Dang it.
But yeah, RIP TikTok. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see you on Sunday.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.